You are now tuned in to Asian Wave 101, your dedicated weekly source for the best and latest of Chinese and Korean pop music, as well as indie music, Asian entertainment news, and special features of talented Canadian artists. Every Wednesday from 4 p.m. to 5 p.m. for CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. What is up, ladies and gentlemen? Thank you all for tuning in on this beautiful Wednesday afternoon to Asian Wave 101, your dedicated weekly source for some of the best and latest in Chinese and Korean music and entertainment news. For CITR 101.9 FM, I'm your host, Steve Zhang, live from the city of Vancouver on the UBC campus on unceded Musqueam territory. Time sure has a way of flying by when you're having so much fun. In a few short weeks, it'll be September, so for those of you going back to school, I feel for you. You're investing in your future, and it'll all be over soon. So keep your head up, keep looking forward, and just keep going, all right? It'll all be over soon, and it'll be that much better because of it. Enough of the mundane crap stuff no one wants to think about. Let's get started with the music. First song I have for the day is by a very famous Korean group called Shinhwa. They were formed in the late 1990s. The members gathered through various means, from auditions by scouts, competitions by SM Entertainment. The group debuted in 1998 with six members, the group's name translating to legend, which they certainly live up to and still perform together to this day. Apart from the many accolades that they have received as a group, by the release of their sixth album in 2002, they were already the longest running Korean boy band in history. They are the first group to have all its members branch into solo activities while still together as a group, and in 2008 became the only Korean group to have reached a decade together and with the membership roster not changing, not losing or replacing any of the members. Apart from all that, they have sold well over 5 million albums worldwide, likely more, which is considered an extremely tremendous achievement for an Asian musical act, and are considered as one of the most iconic Korean bands in history. Now that it is 2015, they have been together for 17 years, and in 2008 they went on hiatus, some members going to complete their mandatory military service, and in 2012 they returned, commemorating 14 years together with the album The Return. In 2013, on their 15th anniversary, they released the album The Classic with the lead single This Love, which is what I brought for you today. Since 1998, Shinhwa have performed in varying musical styles, starting with a more bubblegum pop sound, typical of boy bands from their era, later transitioning into genres like R&B and even alternative rock. This Love displays the electropop sound that they adopted in 2012. It has a more restrained vibe, it's more of a down-tempo song, and it's about being drawn to this one girl and the moment of hesitation, wondering if they should approach. They describe it kind of like being a star drawn to the sun, because they're cheesy like that, but also because it's like this girl is just so hot they might get burned if they get too close. I don't know what they're thinking, really. Let's check it out now, Shinhwa with This Love.
The red light 멈춰버린 시간 속 너만 깨지 않는 꿈결처럼 점점 더 빠져들어 The green light 미쳐버린 난 너에게 질주할까 터질 듯한 심장 소린 너에게만 피고 있어 Like satellite and shooting stars 태양을 본 별처럼 내 주위를 흘고 돌아 뜨거워도 다가가 널 마침내 안고서 눈부시게 타올라 We live for this love Like satellite and shooting stars 꿈잎을 본 벌처럼 내 주위를
Jinhua, the legend with This Love, the song commemorating their 15th anniversary. They were one of the groups that led the craze with idol groups in South Korea. Boy bands may not be your thing, but again, they are one of the groups that started the trend of all the musicians turning into groups all of a sudden. It'll be interesting to see the progression from being just a typical boy band to one of the most influential musical acts in Korean music history, also with one of the highest average ages. Coming up next, I have a song from Taiwan. It is by Rainy Yang off her 2013 album Angel Wings. The song is called 一小节休息, or a short break. The idea behind the lyrics seems obvious, but there's a little more to it. She describes her relationship as being like a song. The sweet melodies, the notes, all of it are made into a song. At some points, it just gets too cluttered. It builds up and it gets a little confusing. So a break is needed, much like a momentous pause in a well-composed piece. However, this time the break was just too abrupt, not knowing that the song has reached its final lines, and it just suddenly just ends before either of them could make any sense of what happened. The song's composer opted for a more simplistic approach. The bare instrumental kind of highlights the guitar and the string sounds, the instruments that do produce kind of like this sweet sound. It very much sounds like a breakup song. It's another one of the for the Mandopop staple catalog. Let's check it out now. Rainy Yang with A Short Break.
Thank you.
情绪只能写进一小节手心，如今你听这段旋律，你会不会忽然想起一小段回忆？如今我听这段旋律，太多遗憾只能暂停一小节休息，如今你听这段旋律，你会不会绝口不提一小段回忆？瞬间就快到，歌最后几句。未来如果再相遇，是否会像这歌曲，还没明白就结局？
That was Rainy Yang with a small break, something a little different for her, actually, but also very, very common in Chinese music in general. She's actually really transitioned away from being just the typical idol singer. She's actually also been releasing some new music. You can find her music videos and behind-the-scenes videos on her official YouTube channel. Television dramas are your thing. You can check out some of her acting work, too. The internet is an amazing place to discover new things, isn't it? Moving on, I have another Mandarin song, this time it's something that is the furthest thing possible from pop music. It's by Wang Feng, the new icon of Chinese rock music. The song is called 存在, or exist, which is the English translation. It's a power ballad of sorts, but also meant to inspire and empower. The lyrics are composed of questions. Every line is a question of the sort of how often or who knows sorts. How many live yet appear to be dying? Who knows where our dreams lie? Just a couple of the questions that he poses. Some could say that it's about the disillusionment that comes with the slowing economic growth that China is experiencing at this time. However, it can be so much more relatable to listeners because in the end, the song, what it's really about is struggle. Life isn't meant to be easy. It will always throw you curveballs, but you have to be willing to keep fighting, keep moving forward, and just taking those curveballs and hitting them back as they come to you. Live on your own terms. So long as you can do that, it'll all be okay. That's coming up next. Wang Feng, Exist.
多少人走着却困在原地，多少人活着却如同死去，多少人爱着却好似分离，多少人笑着却满含泪滴，谁知道我谁明白生命已变为何物，是否找个借口继续苟活，或是展翅高飞，保持愤怒，我该如何 少次荣耀，却感觉屈辱，多少次狂喜，却备受痛楚，多少次幸福，却心如刀绞，多少次灿烂，却失魂落魄。我该如何存在？
We've got a new kid in town, the July-August issue of Discorder, with features on Morning Coup, Ramsey, Woolworm, Whitney Kay, Adrian Teacher, and more. Art projects, comedy coverage, live music, and album reviews. This month's Discorder is packing. Pick it up around town at a local venue or record store near you. And a special thanks to this issue's advertisers, Shindig, Victory Square, Queer Arts Festival, Audiopile, The Rio Theater, The Rickshaw Theater, Vinyl Records, Vivo Media Arts, Ponderosa, Fringe Festival, Volunteer Media, Cat Solano, Rifflandia, Live Band, and AMS Events. Farewell, and stay hyper, Space Cowboy.
You need someone to talk to? If you are seeking a listener who is non-judgmental, confidential, and familiar with resources, then a Speakeasy volunteer might be able to help you. AMS Speakeasy is a peer support service located in the North Concourse of the Sub. If you would like to speak to someone, come to the desk and tell a volunteer, or ring the doorbell located behind the desk.
We are back here live on Asian Wave 101, and right before the break we heard Wang Feng with... who is the new icon of Chinese rock music, something just very positive and uplifting for all the people to listen to, something that also isn't really heard that often. Rock music is a genre that doesn't get quite enough love in Chinese music. Definitely go and check out more of Wang Feng. Crazy talented, and he got to this point completely on his own. Moving on, I have something that also isn't quite heard of. It's been a while since people have mentioned Unpretty Rap Star, mostly because the hype for that show has died down at this point. However, the music that the show brought us remains. The one thing that I liked about that show, other than the pure glorious drama, was the music. Female MCs aren't very common in Korean hip-hop, so a show that spotlights them is brilliant in that regard. The song I have is from contestant Jolly V, 괜찮아, or It's All Right. This one was perhaps most relatable to the majority of listeners. She dedicated this one specifically to people in their 20s, those who are at a crossroad, or those lost and struggling to find their way. She speaks to us, telling us that it's okay. Never give up. Hold your head high. Just keep moving forward and don't think of all the consequences. Don't second guess yourself and overthink things. Regardless of whether or not Jolly V has the best flow among rappers, which she really doesn't. A lot of the time she seems to be mumbling, but her lyrics, honestly, they speak volumes. It really hits home for me, and I'm sure for a lot of others. That's coming up next, and afterwards I have another hip-hop song, but from our special Canadian artist of the week, Gentleman's Vibe, Vancouver-based hip-hop duo, with a song called Phantoms off their EP Bayside. Let's check them out now.
To all those in struggle and hard times, 20대 모든 청춘, 특히 89년생들한테 shout out.
Yeah, yeah, that's right. 넌 너 그대로 하면 돼.
Yeah, I mean, V's up in the air. I'm not fucking emo, but we already know. 그래 사람일도 어떻게 될지 모르는 거면서도 각자의 타이밍이 있을 거란 난 믿어. 바람이 부는 방향으로 마무리 끌어. Yeah, so go on and get your own flow. 난 go 더 갈게 내 흠도. We gone 언제까지나 기억될 2015년에 나. Yeah, you know you heard.
괜찮아 괜찮아 네가 하고 싶은 대로 해.
내가 하고 싶은 대로 해.
그냥 그대로면 돼.
그냥 그대로면 돼.
그냥 그대로면 돼.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
괜찮아 괜찮아
괜찮아
네가 하고 싶은 대로 해.
네가 하고 싶은 대로 해.
그냥 그대로면 돼.
그냥 그대로면 돼.
그냥 그대로면 돼.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
괜찮아 괜찮아
It's okay.
네가 하고 싶은 대로 해.
Just be yourself.
그냥 그대로면 돼.
그냥 그대로면 돼.
그냥 그대로면 돼.
그냥 그대로면 돼. 요
괜찮아 괜찮아
Yeah, yeah.
네가 하고 싶은 대로 해.
네가 하고 싶은 대로 해.
그냥 그대로면 돼.
그냥 그대로면 돼.
그냥 그대로면 돼.
괜찮아 괜찮아 네가 하고 싶은 대로 해. 넌 그냥 그대로면 돼. 넌 진짜 그냥 그대로면 돼.
Yeah, round shades like Ozzy. LA bound with these palm trees, just me and my posse. Risking it all, don't give a fuck if it's costly. Reckless stories ain't foreign, bruh. We steady pouring till we overflow in that glory, so don't stay comfy, bruh. Staying hungry like zombies, bruh. JVL's on the red like these words I'm swearing by. Fuck commitments, y'all get dependent. So these affairs and what I had in mind. Got white bitches on tour, Paris bitches, bonjour. Latin bitches, me and more, we're overseas. Sailed abroad with overseas bras on board. Woo! I swear though, you should know better. We ain't chop it up unless you're talking about cheddar. Can't be based out your girl, it's too regular. My big handle Jenner. Every night we take on, it's a night to remember. Me touching the team, me scuffing the leather. The boys came back and we dapper than ever. It's hope Cuban legs hanging off my neck, ugh. Cash that check, check my flex, homie, we stay blessed, ugh. It was good slick, two splits with a few cigs. You take sips, we take swigs, I'm two on off that 2-6, ugh. Got Glenn living, stay so gold, got gold bricks. Stay living life on all edges, you stay hitting up my old bitch. Like, ugh, old bitch, please, hold up. You can suck these, hold up. Like, this be so thick like a shanty rope. Palm trees in my hotel balcony. So I can do everything that's there for me. Got a text from my girl saying, kill her, baby. I know she got nothing but love for me. Got all to lose, ain't it true? It's my blackjack year, Vils 22. Got our eyes low while we sip slow with our lit smoke. It's all cool though, it's been cool though. Shit to get you all my attention and all I know that I've been
colder.
You'll get them reckless and all these bitches never
colder.
Unless you get to step in with your little cut shoes. Jeans out with GMV. Peace out to your FaceTime like 8 times. You can have your baby face out.
That was Jolly V, and after that was Gentleman's Vibe. Two great hip-hop songs just to keep the smooth vibes going on for the time being, actually. So if you're interested in Gentleman's Vibe, support for our local artists, Vancouver-based hip-hop duo, then definitely go and check out some more of their stuff. Phantoms, just a cool summer song to enjoy in the sunny weather. You can find more of GMV on their YouTube, their official channel, and also on SoundCloud. Go ahead and check them out. Up next, it is the time when we check out just some of the latest news to come out of the Asian entertainment world. And let's keep this going right now. First up from China, The Monkey King Hero is Back overtakes Kung Fu Panda 2 as the highest grossing animation film. Based on the Monkey King of the Mountain of Fruit and Flowers, Sun Wukong, the beloved fairy tale character from Ming Dynasty author Wu Cheng'en's journey to the West, the tale follows the journey of the Monkey King as a disciple to the monk Xuanzang as they embark on a pilgrimage west to India to retrieve Buddhist sutras. They are accompanied by Pigsy and Sandy, also disciples of Xuanzang, all seeking their individual redemption. The movie focuses on the Monkey King as he emerges from a 500-year imprisonment under a mountain, no longer feeling like the king that he is despite all of his great powers. The film depicts his relationship with his new master, who helps him rise above all his misery and be the hero that he is meant to be. The film took over $103 million since its opening on July 10th, beating out Kung Fu Panda 2, which previously held the record. It currently sits as the highest grossing animation film, a great feat in a time when China's box office is often dominated by Hollywood blockbusters. Stand By Me, Doraemon currently holds the second place position. Many, including the director of Monkey King Hero is Back, Tian Xiaopeng, attributed the success to the to the Chinese culture and values embedded in the story, a story that all Chinese children know and identify with and love very, very dearly. Kung Fu Panda will never match it due to its overbearing foreign influence despite its intended Chinese appearance. As mentioned before, in a time when the box office in China is very much polluted and also dominated by these Western films, these foreign films that are kind of squeezing out these Chinese movies by homegrown directors that and just competing for a chunk of the market. Right now, of course, it is July, and China is actually in a blackout period where they are actually putting foreign films and foreign film releases on the back burner, delaying them at least for the remainder of the month in order to allow Chinese films to have a bit of a chance. So at this time, of course, definitely great feat for a Chinese animation movie, because it's actually been well over a decade since the last time a Chinese animation film took the top spot. And of course, as myself, having grown up with the story of Journey to the West, and delighted to hear about this, and of course will be extremely eager to check out this movie. Moving on though, it's from South Korea. Lizzie of After School and Orange Caramel reveals why a comeback for either group is not likely. About a week ago, After School member Jung-ga posted a picture of when the group was promoting their 2012 song Flashback. She left a message on the picture which translates roughly to, "Our after school needs a comeback as well. Every night Lizzie sends me concert videos. Our after school needs a haha, we fall asleep like that, we're pretty cool, hee hee." The day after, Lizzie left a message for her fans, starting a small fan interaction event of sorts. "People who are bored, come here, play with me, write comments. Yup, I am actually really busy, but let's play." A fan left a comment, "Give us a comeback." Lizzie then replied with, "We need money for a comeback, but we don't have any. I also want a comeback." Indicating, of course, that it's not just her, that at least two members of Orange Caramel do want to have a comeback, but financially, it is impossible at this time. This seems to confirm rumors that have been floating around for a while that the label that manages After School and Orange Caramel, Pledis Entertainment, is broke. At this time, After School has not had a release since 2013, and of all the Pledis roster, only Orange Caramel has been active for the past year or so, not counting boy band 17, which was announced years ago but only debuted this year. Lizzie outing her label is the best indicator that the label is struggling for money, especially considering that Orange Caramel has been the more profitable of the Pledis artists. It's kind of funny. All things considered, Korean pop is something that is extremely corporate, very centered on the money. So when a label actually has none of it, the only word to describe it is ouch. So that will actually do it for this week's Asian Entertainment News. Tune back in next week when we cover some more news stories and some more headlines. But for now, we're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we have more music on Asian Wave 101. Don't go anywhere, guys.
Timber Concerts and CITR present Toronto punk band Metz. Touring to support their latest release, Metz 2, Metz will be playing at the Rickshaw Theater on August 3rd with guests Big Ups and Dilly Dally. Tickets are available at timberconcerts.com, Red Cat, and Zulu Records.
One, two, three, four.
Robin B. Little Jake there on the radio. Lolly, lolly, go, what a show.
Hey, I'm Robin.
And I'm Jake.
And we host a show together every Friday morning.
It's called Up on the Roof on CITR 101.9 FM.
We play music.
We just have a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's right.
It's pretty good. You should tune in.
Tune in, fools.
Suckers.
We are back here live on Asian Wave 101 for CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver from the University of British Columbia campus on unceded Musqueam territory. Coming up next, I have a very, very fresh face to the Korean music industry, a girl group called Playback, four members in this group, and the song, very simple, called Playback. Now, this one was extremely interesting for me because this one had an extremely, extremely retro feel to it, a retro K-pop feel, I guess you could say. This one, it features a very kind of a very early 2000s R&B sort of vibe. It's just very bouncy, very cheery. And of course, being the girl group that they are, they have to talk about the boys in this one and kind of just how they could see him kind of getting all flustered whenever he sees these lovely, lovely ladies. And of course, it's just all in good fun. This song is, again, it's very interesting. It's something extremely unheard of. A lot of people choose to go for the safe route, which is just doing the more bubblegum pop route, doing something that is more a little more innocent, a little more girlish and kind of preppy. But this one, again, it's extremely different. And the one other reason why this one is a very good song to kick ahead to kind of another really good addition to the girl group war of the summer that's happening in South Korea right now, of course, is because there is no cringe-inducing rap in this one. So let's check it out now. Playback with their debut single, Playback.
여자애들이 뭐해 남자 얘기 막해 내가 어제 hit the playback 아닌 척해서 뭐해 솔직하게 말해 걔랑 어제 hit the playback hit the playback hit the playback
Playback with their debut single, Playback, featuring, again, a very retro, very old-fashioned sound in consideration of the fact that it is Korean pop music, after all, reflecting kind of the sound and recreating the sound that the original girl groups of the South Korean Hallyu movement, I guess you could say, like SES, that they went for, which was very much a classic early 2000s R&B sound. They do have the potential to be very big superstars in South Korean music. Definitely, definitely go and keep an eye on them. Moving on, I have a song by a Taiwanese singer-songwriter called Eric Chow. And the song is from his debut album, My Way to Love, and it's called 在你耳边说, which is kind of like saying, which is translates roughly to speaking by your ear. But it's also called come out your way in English. And with this song, what he's really doing is that he is declaring his willingness to do anything for the woman that he loves, saying that he will use his two hands to protect her, to comfort her whenever she needs it, and just to be there for her if ever she should need him for any reason whatsoever. The song, really, it is a ballad, so it is something very typical of Chinese music. But this one is extremely different because this album and this song were completely self-composed by this talented artist right here. And this one is just, it's also something about his voice too, because a lot of the times in these Chinese singers, they either have something that is a voice that is either more of the higher tone or something that is of the lower tone. However, his is somewhere very pleasantly in between, which is kind of, it's saying not too high and it's not too low, and it does have a distinct rasp to it, which really gives his voice a very unique sort of color and really stands out amongst other Chinese or Taiwanese singers. And this song, again, it is a ballad, but composed by himself, it really makes it kind of a little more interesting in that regard. And also because his voice just creates this very soothing atmosphere and feeling when complemented by the instrumental in this one. So let's check it out now. Speaking by Your Ear, 在你耳边说, by Eric Chow. That was Eric Chow with 在你耳边说, speaking by your ear, or come out your way in English. He actually has this. He actually has an English version of this song and sung very, very well because he actually lived in Boston for several years. Now, definitely go and check out this newcomer to the Chinese music industry. He has extreme potential to become one of the best composers and lyricists and singer-songwriters that you could ever meet in Chinese music. Definitely go and check it out. His debut album, My Way to Love, completely self-composed. Go and show him some love. Coming up next, I have a Korean R&B singer who goes by the name of Crush from the Amoeba Culture record label, and the song is called Oasis, and it features Zico from Black B doing a guest rap verse. And this one is just, to put it simply, it's a summer song. It's got the sort of R&B beat that all the R&B fans, myself included, have heard, kind of heard it before. So it's just got a very bright, cheery, and bouncy sort of vibe. And actually, a funny thing, if you think of it this way, in the song, what he sings during the chorus is, "Oh, ah, she's mine." And Oasis, how is that spelled? O-A-S-I-S. Now, in Korean, if you were to kind of Koreanize the pronunciation of the word Oasis, it would come out as something kind of like, "Oh, ah, she's." So, of course, because in Korean, when an S and an I are put together, it kind of creates like this she sound. So it's kind of a bit of a play on words, if you can catch my meaning. Oh, ah, she's mine, Oasis, oh, ah, she's. Yeah, there we go. And actually, interesting thing about this song, there's actually a cameo of another famous singer. And I'll leave it up to you, or those of you who are familiar with Korean music, to catch who it is. Crush featuring Zico with Oasis coming up next.
She's mine, oh ah, she's mine, oh ah, she's mine, yeah, yeah, she's mine. All the ladies, hands in the air, all my ladies, and girls in the air, 그녀는 그녀, 나 미치게 해, 그녀는 날 숨 쉬게 해, yeah. Get closer to my body, 천국에다가 데려다 줄게, body to body. 낮이 밤이 될 때까지 waterfall 그 속에서 나 헤엄치고 싶어 You know how we do it We just do it All the ladies hands in the air All my ladies hands up in the air 그녀는 그냥 나 미치게 해 그녀는 날 숨 쉬게 해 yeah. Oh ah she's mine Oh ah she's mine Oh ah she's mine Yeah yeah She's mine. Hands in the air. All my ladies and girls in the air.
Shut up, Crush.
It's been a long time, man. Made it. Say I come.
넌 남자들 욕망에 갈증나게 하면서 어째서 주위 여자들을 물맥여 내 마침 넌 제대로 된 상대를 만났어 난 태연하게 돼야 나 지수 느껴 절관 KO 고양이한테 생선을 맡긴 거야 늘 첫 경험하는 자세 앞뒤를 몰라 감탄사 대신 엄지 척 다리 사이로 난 광주 출신 아니지만 쫄라도 환영 넌 겨울에 밤도 안 됐는데 자꾸 만지려 해 baby yo 쭉쭉 물고 뜬금만 보고 즐겨
하고 싶어 하고 있는데도 하고 싶을 거야 그럴 땐 이걸 꺼내 먹어
because I got you focused so I
All your ladies hands in the air All my ladies hands up in the air 그녀는 그녀 나 미치게 해 그녀는 Oh my she's mine Oh my she's mine Oh my she's mine Whoa, whoa.
Hey!
That was Crush featuring Zico with Oasis. And just to bring it back to the cameo that I mentioned before, if you detected kind of that change in vocal tone right after Crush and Zico did the bridge and they sang that chorus one more time, and then you detect there was that slight, there was that change in the singing. And of course, those of you familiar with Korean music and Korean indie music, you would have known that vocal tone immediately to be R&B singer Zion T, who is also on the Amoeba Culture record label and a very good friend of Crush himself. Crush, definitely one of the best new young R&B talents in Korean music. If you like that sort of sound, if you like that sort of style, definitely go and check him out and show him some love to independent music in Korea, but also to just talented artists working hard and bringing music to the listeners everywhere. And that will actually take it to the last song I have for the day. A bit sad, but I only have an hour, so let's make the best of it. The last song is by Chinese singer-songwriter Jane Zhang, and it's also in the R&B style. The song is called Yongyuan, off her 2014 album, The Seventh Sense. This one, very simply put, it's talking about, is it possible for her and the person that she loves so dearly to make it last forever, to just keep it for an eternity and just remain in that blissful, happy place that they have right now. And of course, she wrote the lyrics to this one herself, branching out a little bit and showing just how talented that she really is. And of course, if you have any requests for me at all this week, don't hesitate to send it to me, asianwave101@gmail.com. If you have any thoughts on today's news, don't hesitate to send it my way. I want to hear from you, asianwave101@gmail.com. Coming up next, we have our weekly arts report. Jake is coming in here, and they're going to talk about some of the news that's coming out of the local arts scene. Also, I cannot neglect to mention, if you have missed a broadcast here or there, don't fret, because we do have a podcast available for Asian Wave 101. Head over to CITR.ca, go to the shows and programming tab, and look for the CITR broadcast and look for the CITR podcast page and scroll down to Asian Wave 101, and there should be a link that'll take you to a different page where you can find numerous methods to subscribe to the podcast. Each week I will be updating it. Every time a new show is broadcasted live, it'll be immediately put to podcast afterwards, so you never have to miss out on a thing. Jane Zhang to play us out. This has been Asian Wave 101 for CITR 101.9 FM. I'm your host, Steve Zhang, live from the beautiful city of Vancouver, from the University of British Columbia campus on unceded Musqueam territory. That will do it once again for this week's Asian Wave 101. Thank you all for joining me this afternoon. I will talk to you next week, and until then, take care and peace.
幸福。